All right, you may be seated. First thing you're going to have is a test. I don't want no peeping and I don't want no cheating. I'm about to give you a test. How many of you all, if anybody in here, know what Roman 5, now open your Bible and don't be hitting them phones when I, online, don't y'all cheat, because this is very important. Roman 15:13, who in here know that verse? Now, who know the verse? Romans 15, chapter 15, verse 13. I don't want no cheating. But you're looking down, girl. What you looking at? It's so important because we're going to make an apostolic move this morning that's going to change the currencies in your faith. You understand? Understand? After this morning, your faith is going to be more powerful. Now, just think about how many years you've been in church. And man, stand between me, my faith is going to be more powerful. So tell me what Romans 15:13 says without your Bible. I didn't know either. Now, you probably read through it. Many of y'all read through the Bible. But through is not good enough. You got to park by scripture for it to talk to you. I said you have to park by a scripture for a scripture to talk to you. Your intellect interfere with heaven's signals. Some things you went through and you suffered, you didn't have to suffer if you knew how to pause. So, your faith today will arrive in a resurrected position. Ready for anything and can handle anything. All right? Now, before we go to that voice, I know you're ready to go to that voice. I want to open my Bible. I want to see what this voice is. Before you go to that voice, I want you to go to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11 and 1 first. And everybody know this verse. If you don't know this verse, I want you to come up to the altar and get on your knees. You need to know this verse. If I ask for that verse, nobody don't get up. I'm something wrong here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, go to Romans 15, verse 13. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me read that verse again. That verse has so much to do with the activation and manifestation of your faith. Notice what it says here. Not a God of hope. We call him the God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace. We got joy and peace here. Not a God of hope. Fill. In other words, get everything else out. With all joy and peace. So, You're waiting on a manifestation. But the God of hope going to keep you full of joy and full of peace while you're waiting. My question is, why are you so sad? If you believe him, you can have joy before anything arrives. Your faith needs a joy streak. Your faith need a peace streak that it can go on until the manifestation that you're believing for. Hope is what we're going to talk about this morning. Hope keep faith in a resurrected position at all times. Hope have you in a spiritual position while you're believing. Your faith will never be shut down again. Don't tell how long it takes for the manifestation to come. Your faith will not be shut down. Permitting the God of hope. You see what he called in his voice, the God of hope? To resurrect your faith. This is an apostolic moment in the body of Christ. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Things you have been believing for will resurrect in your life like never before. I'm hearing the Spirit of God says, your heart and hope is dancing in the Spirit. I better say that again. Your heart and hope is dancing in the Spirit. Don't see nothing. Don't feel nothing. Nothing have manifest. You have prayed about it. It's been 6 months. It haven't arrived yet. But your heart and hope is dancing because they know they cannot be denied. Your hopeless days are over. I said your hopeless days, your down days, your days that seem like you're not going to make it, they are over. Things you have been believing for will resurrect in your life like never before. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Your faith, listen very carefully, is about to leap in the realm of the supernatural. These two verses, Hebrews 11:1 and Romans 15:13, if you lock them together and meditate on them, you're going to be a most faithful person. You will travel in power. Some old problems you've been having for a long time. Some old trees that need to be cut down. You're going to be able to deal with them in the Spirit. some old lagging thing.
Yes.
Been hanging around too long.
Yes.
Turn your hope light on.
Yes.
Flip the hope switch. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. These two verses are to be connected that will change your fate forever. Now you listen very close, and I'm not saying this because of the season. It came up in my heart. You're about to experience Mary faith the rest of your life. M-E-R-R-Y. Mary faith. Yeah, I know you never heard it before. Shut up. You ain't never heard it before. I had never heard it before either. Lord, the Holy Ghost spoke that to me. I came off my seat. He said, tell them they're about to experience Mary faith. So you don't have to wait for December the 25th to celebrate. Listen very carefully. A lot of things that have been blocked in your life will unfold today. Without no doubt, it is done. As you're healing. Huh? If there's someone under the sound of my voice today traveling with a heavy heart, we're going to get it unloaded today. Your time of joy. It's time for you to have joy. You heard what I said?
Yes,
I said it's time for you to have joy.
Yes,
we've let the world put too much pressure on the church. We've let man ideas overrule God idea. If God is for me, you got to let scripture speak to you. You can't let mundane association speak to you. You're a child of the living God. You have supernatural power on the inside of you, ready to flow when you call on it. Eyes have not seen, nor you heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But you got to have that faith and hope connected. You're just trying to do it by faith. No, you need that hope there. You notice, go back and look at that verse, in verse 13 there of the 15th chapter of Romans. Not a God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace. Joy and peace. You know them two words? Joy and peace. Now we say we're faith people, but we're not operating like we should in joy and peace. And that's what I want to happen to you. I want you to get your joy back, get your peace back. Satan always going to be swinging at you. I say Satan always going to be swinging at you. That don't mean he has to hit you. Don't call a swing a hit. When something looks like it's not going right, don't call that a hit. Because you haven't swung yet. You got to swing your faith. Swing your peace. Swing your joy. Swing your love. Why are you not swinging back anyway? Why are you just taking and letting him hit on you and don't never answer him? Do you know? Yeah, you know. You're more powerful than Satan. Heaven is more powerful than hell. Let me say a few more things to you. You listening?
Yes.
Hope is a godly supernatural position that cannot be interrupted by circumstances. Let me say this again now, because I want you to know you're growing. I'm not here just to make you happy. I want a growth to take place. Listen, hope is a godly, supernatural position that cannot be interrupted. I know you don't want to get it out, but he's a liar. Hope is a godly, supernatural position that cannot be interrupted by circumstances. How many times, my brothers and sisters, have you let your faith be interrupted by circumstances? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you look back at our voice, look back at our voice again, because I got wild when I saw this voice. Not a God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So your believing, no matter what it looked like in the circumstances, your believing or your faith and your faith should be filled with joy and peace. And you know why? Now watch what I tell you. Listen to what I'm about to say. Because when you operate in faith, you at the rim of I got it. So circumstances and situation and red lights and stop sign doesn't mean I haven't arrived. Because circumstances and positions cannot run faith. Oh, I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. You might be dealing with something this morning. That circumstance and your feeling does not nullify your faith. Are you listening? Your faith has done the job. Everything you prayed for, you got it. Everything you ask God to change for you is changed. I'm going to put a word on you right now. They're going to change your life forever. Bluff. Everything say your faith is not working is a bluff. And this morning we're going to blow all the bluffers out of the way, because we're not going to be stopped no more. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If he said the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I'm not wanting. I'm going to sit at that table this morning. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Then he anointed my head with oil and my cup. Come on, roll. My cup, I'm not all empty. I'm not all lack. My cup, come on. My cup, running over. I got Siko Patala Yasa. Shakatana Papa. See, y'all were spinning, but them two boys over there, them boys spin, boy. Two boys, them boys hit it. Y'all were doing this. I'm hearing two words, and I want to erase them this morning. Sadness and loneliness. You don't come to this church and stay in those positions. So then faith come by hearing by the word of God. God wants you to know everything is all right. Let me say it again. You may be going through something. God wants you to know I got you covered. I almost believe we need to have a break dance up in here. A breakthrough dance. We got to stop always trying to get somewhere. We already have arrived. We arrived 2,000 years ago. Sit down. All doubt. Listen to me now. All doubt. All doubts are being shut down in your life today. See, because you got that hope feeling. God is the God of hope. And he keeps you filled with hope. All doubt are being shut down in my life today. God is not just the God of faith. Read Romans 15, 13 again. Read it. Man, that's a powerful voice. All of this is done through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Now you say that five or six times, he'll cover this. He'll, boy, what? See, stop trying to cover faith with your own power. Stop just trying to cover things just with prayer. You got the power of the Holy Ghost over your house, over your car, over your job, over your children, over your grandchildren, over your finances, over your health. I'm covered. Look at somebody, tell them I'm covered. Tell somebody I'm covered. And tell them if you're not covered, I can get you covered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pervading in your faith, pervading in your faith in every situation will flow with living water. Every situation you talk to after today going to be dealt with living water. As a child of God, you must see beyond the natural. And permit hope to keep the spiritual screen on. Hope keep you standing when faith seems like it's failing. Turn to Romans 5:2. All stagnation in your life is about to take a vacation. You about to come alive. on a daily basis. You don't have to wait till Sunday to shout. I think I'm going to shout Monday morning about the goodness of God. Are you following me? Hallelujah.
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 Tell somebody next to you, I'm getting in a new position.
Right now.
By whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now notice the connection here. By whom also we have access by what? Into what? Wherein we stand and rejoice in what?
Hope
of the glory of God. You got to keep them connected. In other words, I never thought I'd say this. In other words, you can't depend on naked faith. Hope causes your faith to see manifestation at all times. Hope stops faith rate. There are times all of our faith has been raped because we don't see nothing. But if I know he's the God of hope, I know the future is the present to him. My spiritual eyes and my spiritual ears have not caught up yet. But I know when I ask for something and when I make a demand on something, it has to obey me because I'm a child of the living God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. I got a word from God saying all things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. So I don't care what my physical eyes are seeing. I have to look with my spiritual eye to know I got the victory. We got to stop trying to be physical Christian, where Satan can hide things from us. But when you get in the spirit, you see clean through him. What 1 Corinthians 14:2 says? Talk to me. Speaking not unto men, but he's speaking to what? Howbeit? In the spirit. How you say that, Lord? Faith functioning in the spirit. But it draws manifestation in the flesh. You prayed about the house and you couldn't see it, but then the house showed up. You cannot believe that the house is not there because you haven't moved in it. No.
See, when you prayed about the house manifested. Now the angels are working on it. The angels are working to get your name on it. There's some things you prayed about, you think you don't have the answer. The angels are working on it right now. When you think about it, say, praise the Lord. You don't see nothing physical. Nothing have changed. But you say, praise the Lord. Oh, somebody got out of hole here now. See, you think you prayed by that thing, and you think it's not changing. But it has changed. The Lord is working on it right now. You got to stay in faith. You got to trust the Lord. You got to dance. You got to shout. You got to act like you already got it. Look at somebody on top of my side. Look at somebody and tell them I already got it. And tell them, look, yeah, tell them I ain't praying about it no more. My prayer going somewhere else. I ain't going to keep praying for this same thing over and over and over again. No! You ready to shout? You ready to shout? This morning all my prayers are answered. I said, oh, my prayer is answered right now. You right? Are you receiving this? All my prayer, everything I prayed about, everything I need changed in my life is changed this morning. If not, look at me, look up here. Yes, if not, you didn't pray in faith. You're praying an old repetitious prayer. You praying about getting something that you already have. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world, and they that dwell in it, right? We keep praying over and over for the same thing. And every time we do, we're calling God a lie. It might make your flesh feel good that you prayed 3, 4, 5 hours about the same thing. It might make your flesh feel good, but it sure insults your faith. Look at somebody and tell them it's over. See, when you pray, you receive when you pray. Yes. Satan keeps sending you back. Lord, you heard me? How the Lord didn't hear you? And the Lord is hearing. Your pressure on your life is to get you to another level. Your pressure on your life is steps on the ladder. Are you listening to me? Otherwise, it don't feel good and it don't look right, but you can shout and say, I'm going to another level. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, you're going to another level. Hallelujah. Woo, my goodness. Turn to Hebrews 6:19. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Hope is an anchor of the soul. Hebrews 6:19, quickly. You may be seated. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. That soul need to be anchored. See, you didn't say anchor of the spirit. It's an anchor of the soul. It's that soul that keep jumping off the truck. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure, good God Almighty, and steadfast, and which enter into that within the veil. Brother, it's steadfast, sure. When you pray, you're sure you're getting it. Huh? What things shall you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive them, what? You should have them, right? Asking it shall be given. Seeking it shall find. Not. Don't pray for next week. Pray for now. Hope means heaven opportunity prevails every time. Heaven opportunity prevails every time. You can't go by your feeling, baby. And you can't go by that spiritual person. Because they're going to give you 19 scriptures. All you need is $100. Why didn't they give you the $100? With their holy self. All seem like, I'm almost through. All seem like impossible such a way. Listen to me, will be dealt with today and days to come. You got to get to the point where you shout at the impossible. Every time the listen to me, look here. Every time the impossible comes, you should shout because you're going to another level. It's called faith muscle building. The opposition that come against you supposed to build your faith muscle, take you to another level, get you out of third grade. No, you did you hear that? See, because somebody will get relief here. See, because you're dealing with something, and you don't know why you're dealing with it. Oh, Lord. When the enemy attacks, no, it's promotion time. God about to reveal some power in you didn't know you had. It's like muscle building. You pick the weight up, and the weight don't feel good, but you keep picking it up, and you're building yourself up all the time. Every now and then, something might get a little too heavy for you, but pick it up again. You understand? You're not the only one going through things. Some people just talk about it too much. Tell everybody their problem. Shut up. Praise the Lord. Go in your closet. Talk to God about it. Don't tell anybody what you're going through. Don't tell them, oh God, I'm sick. Don't tell them nothing. I said, how you doing? Hallelujah. How you doing? Hallelujah. How you doing? Hallelujah. How you doing? Praise God. We talk about Satan too much. We talk about what he's trying to do too much. Don't talk about him. Talk about the Lord. Talk about the Holy Ghost. Talk about the Word of God. Talk about the blood. Talk about the cross. Talk about the goodness of God. Let me say this again. I believe I said this, but I'm hearing it from the Holy Ghost now. Every problem you have is a promotion.
You better come on.
Jesus Christ. Every problem you have, everything you try, everything, listen, trying to come against you. You can't come against a child of God. We already whoop your tail. You already defeated. 2,000 years ago, we defeated everybody and everything that come against us. You ain't got time to cry. Shout. You ain't got time to be worrying about something. Shout it out. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the honor. He deserve it. He deserve it. I said he deserve it. You up in here. Move something. You up in here. Somebody move something. Don't just stand up in here. Don't just stand up in hell when the glory of God trying to get on you. God trying to solve something for you. God trying to solve something for you right now. God said, move a little bit, let me have that problem. Move a little bit, let me handle that for you. Praise me. Praise, tear fence down. Praise, remove the enemy. I got a clue. Hallelujah. Hope possibilities have been hidden from the body of Christ. Hope revelation will cause your faith to soar. May the grace of God open all hope doors in your life now. 1 Timothy 1:1. Oh my. Somebody got delivered. You ain't going home. And now that morning, you're going to open the curtain, eat your food, and go take your nap. Stop worrying about it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? Love, woo, power, woo, and a sound mind. Woo. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love. You can't live by your feelings. You can't live by your faults. You have to live in deliverance. The blood got it covered. Tell somebody the blood got it covered. Tell them you fully covered. Tell them you fully covered. Tell them the next time you feel sorry for yourself, shut up. Shut up! Hope is an anchor of the soul. Faith and hope is a divine connection. Y'all get up here and sing a song. No, I don't want no sad song.
Hallelujah.
I want you to get this down. I'm going to close with this. I want you to get this down. We're talking about it's not the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. I want you to be full of joy and full of peace, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your power. You, I don't care how many scriptures you know, you're not your power. The Holy Ghost is your power. When you feel yourself getting down, say, Holy Ghost, help me. I tell you, he'll help you. Almost went Baptist on you just now. He'll help you. Oh, yes. Yes, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost know how to help you. Tell somebody the Holy Ghost know how to help you. Tell somebody else now. Now tell him, let him help you. Let the Holy Ghost help you. Let the Holy Ghost help you. He's a helper. He knows exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. Tell three other people the Holy Ghost is helping me right now. Say it with some confidence. Say it with some boldness. The Holy Ghost is helping me right now. The Holy Ghost is helping me right now. I'm not by myself. I say the Holy Ghost is helping me right now. I say the Holy Ghost is helping me right now. Tell three other people. The Holy Ghost is helping me right now. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is helping me right now. Go ahead, boy. Watch what I say now. Shout because you got your answer. Shout. Shout because you got your answer. Shout because you got your answer. Shout. Hallelujah. Your life, if you listen at the instruction that the Holy Ghost given, your life will never be the same again. Your faith will never lay on the floor by itself. The divine connection of faith and hope has to be in play. Yes. There's no hopeless case can come in your life. Get your joy back. Take your joy back. You feel a divine electricity flowing in you right now? Huh? Yes, it's in you, yes. And that's what church should be about. You should not just jump in, you should have some insight and some anointing, some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding to go home with you. Hey, back. Hey. Look at the person next to you and tell them, hey. Ask them, are you up in here? Ask them. You sense the vibration of the Holy Ghost? I've been in a lot of meetings. With thousands and thousands of people preaching. I feel a vibration of the Holy Ghost up in here. I love it. That's why I'm still talking. I don't want to turn it loose. Hallelujah. I feel His presence. You know what I'm saying? I feel His presence. I don't want to get out of it. Hey! Now, I want to make sure everybody